the recent decline of the American auto industry also meant the decline in jobs. Thousands of people lost their jobs, and the plants they once worked in were abandoned. And we're talking about huge lots, thousands of acres of property nationwide. So on Tuesday, President Obama had a proposal to make, and he did it in Youngstown, Ohio, where this is a real problem there.
My administration is announcing a landmark agreement to help dozens of communities like Youngstown revitalize and redevelop old shuttered GM facilities, preparing them for new industries, new jobs, and new opportunities.
The president proposed spending more than $800 million to clean up abandoned GM sites in 14 states, including New York, Michigan, and Ohio. Joining us now, Laura Baumier, reporter for the Daily Courier Observer in Messina, New York. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what is this plant in Messina? What was it used for, and how many people worked there before it shut down?
It was built in the 1950s. It was called the General Motors Powertrain Plant in recent years, but it was founded as a Chevrolet plant. They built components for vehicles. Most recently, they were building engine blocks and engine heads for vehicles like the Chevy Cobalt. It was closed. It was announced for closure in May 2007,
uh-huh.
And it was actually supposed to close in December of 2008, which was prior to a lot of this, the mass closures that we were seeing across the country.
Right. And there were about 500 people working there, right?
In its heyday, there were about 2,000, I think, but since the 2000s, there's been about 500 people.
What does the site look like now?
Well, it's actually a federally designated Superfund site. It's pretty polluted. There was PCB contamination discovered there in the 1980s, and the EPA has stepped in to force the company to clean up some of the problems there. So it's right now it's an empty shell building that they're looking to demolish this September.
Uh-huh. And then begin the cleanup using the federal money.
Yes. The cleanup's been ongoing since the 1980s. It was mandated by the EPA that they remove some of the contaminated soils. There was dredging done similar to the dredging that you saw on the Hudson River that GE was doing for mm-hmm. the PCB contamination there.
So
there was also some cleanup on reservation lands, which are next door to the GM site.
Okay, so it could take a few years before this site is ready for any kind of development, but what are the people there of Messina, what do they want to see when this is ready for building?
Well, we were being told that it's not actually going to be ready for building until about 6 years from now, and there really isn't a plan yet for what to use it for because no one's really sure what the site's going to look like when it's cleaned up. We're being told some of the sections of the site will never be used again for development because they are going to still be contaminated. So the redevelopment question is a big question for us, but the cleanup is the bigger priority right now.
So no one has any ideas on what they want there?
I think there have been some ideas about eventually doing some future development. I think people have talked about maybe a green industrial there, solar manufacturing or wind manufacturing, but it's really not at that stage for us yet. We're doing a lot of research on just getting the site cleaned up and able to be used again.
Laura Baumier is a reporter for the Daily Courier Observer in Messina, New York. There is an abandoned GM plant there that $800 million of federal money will help to clean up and eventually, after 5 or 6 years, build some new development. This is part of a new proposal from the president that encompasses GM sites in 14 states.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.